Thank you for downloading Producer's Pick from Sounds True, a podcast dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, the producers at Sounds True have chosen a selection from a program that they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, The Practice of Deity Meditation, comes from the audio program Shakti Meditations, Guided Practices to Invoke the Goddesses of Yoga, with author Sally Kempton. Mitchell Clute, a producer at Sounds True, recorded this program with Sally in our Boulder studio. Here's what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick.
I love working with Sally. She has a unique ability to articulate heady concepts in a language that's always specific, grounded, and engaging. This selection, in which she describes meditation on the goddesses of the yoga tradition as a science for transforming consciousness, is a great example. In it, she describes the many ways deities can be experienced depending on one's level of understanding, including as helping powers within oneself and as external forms of light and consciousness, and then leads a brief practice to connect us directly to the power of the divine feminine.
You can download this entire program, Shakti Meditations, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, our producer's pick, The Practice of Deity Meditation, with Sally Kempton.
One thing that's really important to understand as we continue is that our relationships to the sacred actually change as we develop. In other words, the form of the divine that you conceive of as a five-year-old is going to be different than the way you conceive of the divine as you mature. The religious fundamentalist's view of God will not be the same as the vision of a scientist, nor as the vision of a mystic. So the same goddess may be worshipped by an uneducated villager in a form that invokes superstition and fear, and by an educated middle-class urbanite as the focal point of their conventional religious worship. A mystically minded person could invoke the same goddess as the mediatrix of spiritual unfolding or as a source of inner blissfulness. A yogi might experience the goddess as his kundalini, expanding his awareness through meditation, appearing in visions, ultimately dissolving forms into light. And a person who experiences the world as a single energy might find the goddess manifesting as the totality of experience. So when we invoke the goddess, our view of her always depends on our own level of consciousness at a given moment. And that said, there is a level at which gods and goddesses have an independent existence apart from the way we conceive them. In other words, deities are real. They are actual beings who exist in eternal light forms in subtle realms of consciousness. They have distinct and recognizable qualities that reveal themselves to us as we invoke them. So when we do goddess practice, it's very important to remember that we are contacting a real being. And yet at the same time, remember, as above, so below, inside the human psyche, these cosmic beings also exist as what we could call psychological archetypes in the Jungian sense of the word. You know, if you remember, an archetype is a subtle blueprint in consciousness that both transcends individual personality and also acts through the personality, connecting our personal self to the cosmic or collective mind, and in the case of deity archetypes, to the divine realms. So, on a psychological level, when you do goddess worship, when you invoke these deities, they can uncover helpful psychological forces. They actually personify energies that we feel, but we may never have thought to name or invoke, both in ourselves and in the world. So it's because they recognize the transformative potential of contemplating deity energies that both Hindu and Buddhist practitioners of Tantra have actually made deity meditation into a kind of science for transforming consciousness. On the most immediate level, practicing with goddesses can show you that they're helping powers within you, aspects of your unique self that connect you to the elemental forces of the cosmos, and that you can call on for insight and help. At the deepest level, you can actually learn to make these energies a very natural part of your daily expression. Now, there are dozens of goddesses in the Hindu pantheon. We're going to work with just a few of them. Durga, whose name means hard to conquer. Durga is the warrior, cosmic protector, and empowering mother. We'll practice with Lakshmi, whose name means auspicious sign. She's the goddess of good fortune, wealth, and inner and outer abundance. We'll practice with Kali, the black one, the mysterious, fiercely loving goddess who brings radical change into your life. Parvati, whose name means mountain lady, the goddess of the sacred marriage, the divine yogini who embodies the power of creative will. Saraswati, the flowing one, goddess of language, creative intuition, music, eloquence, and speech. Dhumavati, lady of smoke, the crone goddess who teaches us how to turn disappointment into spiritual growth. Chinnamasta, the headless one, goddess who presides over the sacrifice of the false self. Lalita Tripura Sundari, the queenly goddess of sacred sexuality, as well as the highest form of mystical experience, whose blessing unites the energy of the body with the energy of spirit. And Bhuvaneshwari, lady of space, whose body contains the world. Bhuvaneshwari is the goddess of sacred space who creates reality out of the infinite and then dissolves all limitations into herself. Some of these goddesses are warriors, some are lovers, some have maternal energy, others are dedicated to opening you to mystical realms. And every one of them can be a guide into the deepest realms of the soul and a teacher of the skills of living as an empowered feminine lover of life. So you can once again take a seat, allow the base of your posture to sink into your seat, allow the upper body, the torso, to rise up through the crown of the head. Bring your awareness to the breath and feel the subtle touch of the breath, the caress of the breath as it flows in and out of your nostrils, down your throat and into your heart. Feel that with the breath, you draw in the subtle energies of the divine feminine. You draw in her power to nurture. You draw in her power to love. And you breathe these energies out through the pores of your body, drawing in the caress of the goddess as she enters and leaves your body through the breath. Sensing her wish to open you, to love you, to awaken you. Let yourself be breathed by the goddess.